In a room full of 20-somethings and 30-somethings in Arlington, opinions are divided about what's best for the Democratic Party. These young Democrats are here today to hear from candidates for an open seat on the Arlington County Board. Many remain undecided in this race, which features a millennial candidate taking on a candidate with the backing of the establishment. Many are also undecided about what should happen in the primary for governor, when Lieutenant Governor Ralph Northam will face off against former Congressman Tom Perriello.
Initially, I was supporting Northam, and the more and more I began to personally interact with Perriello, I've become undecided.
That's Adele McClure, a member of the Arlington Young Democrats. She likes Northam, but she also sees him as part of the establishment. Perriello, on the other hand, is seen by many here as carrying a message similar to the one Bernie Sanders had last year.
He has been successful from what I've seen, talking about bridging the economic divide and inequality gap that exists. So it's a hard one for me. I'm still kind of leaning Northam, but it doesn't rule out Perriello for me.
Melissa Riggio is a member of the Arlington Young Democrats, and she feels like younger candidates understand her and her issues better.
The student loan debt explosion that happened is something that's very unique, and parents are like, why can't you just pay this much rent? And you're like, I literally have so much in loans. I have friends that pay thousands in loans each month, literally thousands, and it's just incomprehensible.
Both Democratic candidates for governor are bringing a new sense of urgency to that issue. Northam wants to boost funding for colleges as a way to handle affordability. Perriello, on the other hand, is pushing for a $350 million plan to offer tuition-free community college. Shannon Redman is a recent college graduate who has a different set of issues.
What are we doing socially? How are you going to keep our immigrant friends safe? How are you going to keep, same-sex marriage? How are you going to keep this gentrification at a minimum kind of deal where older people clearly a lot more interested in taxes, schools, and that kind of thing.
What qualifies as an older person?
I hope my grandparents aren't listening. I would say I'm going to go with 66.
It's not just the gubernatorial race that's facing an age divide. It's happening in several races across the state. In Charlottesville, for example, a PhD student at the University of Virginia is challenging David Toscano, the leader of Democrats in the House of Delegates. Brett Curtis is president of the UVA Democrats. He says his candidate, Ross Mitiga, is trying to win the race by appealing to the next generation.
He's campaigned on UVA grounds. He's appealing to UVA Dems and proactively reaching out to student groups across the university. And those are some of the biggest people who would need to support a policy and platform that focuses first on the environment and energy and shaking up the Democratic Party like we're seeing elsewhere.
He says this race could be a bellwether for the influence of his generation.
I would say that we definitely need to look at how to get students involved in a House of Delegates race, especially for a candidate who is younger, part of the millennial generation, and is appealing directly to our generation.
But will young voters show up at the polls this year? Exit polling from the last few gubernatorial elections show a rising interest. Back in 2009, only 18% of young voters showed up. But in 2013, the youth turnout was 26%. That's a dramatic increase, although still lower than the population as a whole. I'm Michael Pope.